Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. Let's get this party started. I've already started listing out an outline for what I am envisioning for 2020. This has been going on probably since the end of October, because really planning for the new year is a fourth quarter activity for sure. Now, I'll tell you this. I'll be straight up truthful with you and upfront. Most of my planning for 2020 or for the new year, not most of it, the ideation, coming up with the ideas, coming up with the outline, starting to actually visualize some of these things, all of that happens pretty much from September through December. And I'll start jotting down notes in my Evernote app. But come January, I'll have an outline. I'll have a structure. I know exactly certain things that are going to be goals for certain months. And in January, CEO Nicole and I sit down because we go to Vegas every single year for the Consumer Electronics Show. As a part of the work that we do and part of the work that we do with brands, it's a significant contributor to our income. So we go to that event every year. And while we're there, we take time and schedule out in the calendar talking about 2020 and 2021. We will talk about the year and the following year. And we will look at my outline. Nicole will have her outline. We don't do our outlines together. This is an interesting thing. If you have a business partner, if you have an associate, if you have a friend, do your outline separately and then meet up together to go over your outlines. First and foremost, you'll find so much that you have in common, but you'll also uncover some things that each other thought was important to them. And that can bring up new ideas and new perspectives. So I am super, super excited because I just completed my outline. You guys, I'm pumped. I have literally 9 things. That's almost one thing every month. And I'm not trying to do something every month as a goal. That comes out later when you actually identify the things from the outline that you're going to do. The fact that I have 9 things doesn't mean I'm going to do all 9 of these things, because some of these things are quite enormous and they're going to take much more time. But I can start mapping backwards on how to accomplish some of those things. But I'll just give you a case in point. Number one, the new show launches in January 2020. That is big. That's a big thing. Lots of marketing, lots of energy, lots of time is going to be spent in cultivating that time period. Number two, we're going to have so many clips from the show, from the behind the scenes, from the Q&As, from digital exclusives that we're going to flood the internet with so much great value and content. Number three, we're looking to do a 5-7 city tour to promote the show, but also capture great stories while on the road. Let's see. Number six, I'm looking for that Never Settle Summit, the conference. I'm looking for that conference or that retreat to happen this year. It's going to happen. Whether it's 1 day or a 2-day event, it's going to happen in 2020. And then I got so many other things that we're trying to do. So I'm just giving you a sense that already I can see the vision. Already I'm starting to connect different dots. Already I'm starting to think about the resources that actually overlap. When resources overlap with things that are important to milestones in your vision, you start to get scale. The reason why you start to get scale, the fact that you can do more is what I mean by scaling, is because you've identified things that cross together that can benefit from the same resources. So a real quick example, I'm going on the road in 2020 to go and find 9 Never Settle stories. These are people that have overcome significant challenges in their lives that I think are going to resonate well with our audiences. Well, guess what? In each city, I'm already going to have a whole crew follow me around and do the story on these people. So while we're in that city, we're going to do the next day. We're going to stay in that city and we're going to host an event in that city the next day. That's me recognizing that I want to match up my tour with my shoot dates for the show. Two different projects coming together that can share resources gives me scale. I need you to start planning your outline. The purpose of this episode is to get you to start thinking about that outline for 2020 and then get you and your partner or you and a friend to look at each other's outlines and give each other feedback and start to then plan your year. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.